It's the third Sunday of Lent. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Zulsdorf. Today's Roman station is at St. Lawrence outside the walls. This is one of the papal basilicas, formerly called patriarchal basilicas. The minor basilicas in Rome, which include most of the stations, have a titular cardinal. Remember that the cardinals are the Pope's special clergy, and they are given churches in Rome. But there are major basilicas also, associated not with cardinals, but with patriarchs of the most ancient of all the ancient sees. Even though they have assigned to them now an archpriest, who is a Latin church cardinal. There are five papal or patriarchal basilicas in Rome, four major and one minor. We have as the major St. John Lateran, the cathedral of the Bishop of Rome, the Patriarch of the West, St. Peter's in the Vatican, assigned to the Patriarch of Constantinople, St. Paul's outside the walls to Alexandria, St. Mary Major to Antioch, and the last, chronologically to join the ranks of the patriarchates, was Jerusalem, and so the minor basilica of St. Lawrence outside the walls was assigned to him, and it remained a minor basilica rather than made a major. St. Lawrence outside the walls was built in the cemetery where the remains of St. Lawrence the Deacon were venerated. In 258, when Lawrence was murdered, St. Ciriaca took his remains to the family's land in the Ager Veranus. St. Lawrence's simple grave was soon greatly venerated by the people, and so Constantine built a church here. The church is now two basilicas from 600 years apart, joined into one structure. Constantine's structure had been given additions, and then Pope Pelagius built a new church in the 6th century dedicated to the Blessed Virgin, but facing the opposite direction, and then he transferred here the remains of the proto-martyr St. Stephen, another deacon, and added them to the tomb of St. Lawrence. Honorius III tore down the apse of Pelagius' church in 1220 and joined the two churches together so that the 6th century became the chancel. During World War II, St. Lawrence was badly damaged by a bomb intended for a rail yard. Pope Pius XII came to comfort the people of the area, and there's a famous photo of the moment with the Pope standing with his arms out, and a statue of that moment was made later and placed at the basilica. This basilica has been restored, and now you can find the tomb of Blessed Pius IX there. From Meditations for Each Day by Antonio Cardinal Bacci. St. Francis de Sales writes as follows with his usual simplicity. A way has been found of making bitter almonds sweet by puncturing them at the bottom and squeezing out the juice. Why cannot we eject our evil inclinations in order to make ourselves better? There is nobody so good by nature that a bad habit could not altogether corrupt him. Similarly, there is nobody so bad by nature that he could not be trained in goodness by the grace of God and his own perseverance. St. Francis de Sales did not teach this in theory only, but he put his advice into practice to an heroic degree in his own life. He was endowed by nature with a vigorous and resentful disposition, and he became an angel of gentleness and affability. From his youth he was aware of the defects in his character. He himself admitted that he struggled against them for 22 years with God's help. He reached the point where he was able to remain silent when he was insulted, and to refrain from defending himself when he was slandered, for he had acquired an inward peace and a remarkable calmness of matter. This gentleness of character enabled him to convert over 70,000 heretics, to win back hardened sinners to Jesus Christ, and to set countless souls on fire with the love of God. We have a great deal to learn from him.